our previous place of business up the dial, it was really funny because she went to an all-girls high school in Kansas City. I went to an all-boys high school. We were different classes. She's a bit younger than I am. But we know all the same things. We know, you know, where to get good cheeseburgers, where to get good barbecue in Kansas City. So if you ever need that, just call the RNC, ask for Cassie Smedley. No, seriously. She'll be coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're getting some moderate flows as you work your way there on the Beltway eastbound at St. Rose. They're doing some road work through there, so some residual slowing. Westbound at Valley Verde on the 215, you'll tap the brakes through there. Reduced speeds through the resort corridor as well on Interstate 15. Northbound at Tropicana, you're pretty much bumper to bumper once you get past the stadium there. Also, some shoulder activity, Interstate 15 northbound at Blue Diamond there on the right shoulder. Some slowing 15 south at Sahara. And remember the road work on Boulder Highway southbound. That's between Warm Springs and Water Street in Henderson.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Pretty cool stuff from the Raiders at yesterday. Head coach John Gruden has always really respected the history of the organization, and he had players wear jerseys of Raiders legends during practice. Derek Carr was wearing a Ken Stabler jersey. Rodney Hudson was wearing a Jim Otto jersey. Colton Miller had an Art Shell jersey, so on and so forth. Pretty cool stuff. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they lead their series against the Canucks 1-0. Game 2 is coming up tonight in the NHL Western Conference bubble in Edmonton. And the Las Vegas Aces, who are 10-3, they're back at it this evening with a matchup against Dallas. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle & Associates Law Firm with a principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-824-2387, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-824-2387 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-824-2387. That's 800-824-2387. 800-824-2387.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. In fact, make that call right now. Ask for Summer. She'll answer all your questions. That's 702-546-8767, PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America. Well, it's her first visit to our brand new location, our brand new time slot, but she is the same wonderful, wonderful person here on AM 670 KMZQ, Cassie Smedley. She is the Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director. She also happens to hail from my hometown of Kansas City. It's always good to talk to her. Cassie, how have you been? It has been a while.
It has. Okay, I thought I was going crazy that I was calling you a little bit later than
usual. Yeah,
but
I know.
Glad to be with you. Congrats on the new time slot.
Oh, really excited. AM 670 KMZQ, great radio station. Cassie, I know you're probably like me. You were glued to your TV last night. And I got to tell you, that was a tremendous, tremendously uplifting showcase. You know, promises made, promises kept, on and on and on. What did you think of last night, night number one of the Republican National Convention?
Wow, just wow. But you know what I loved about it? I mean, from second one, just the opening scene, Cardinal Dolan offering a prayer, the great veteran offering the pledge. And then we've been saying it's going to be an optimistic 4 days, this the story of American greatness, the land of greatness, land of last night was land of promise, tonight's land of opportunity, that this is going to be really optimistic. This wasn't a far cry from the DNC's convention, which was down in the dumps and that America's best days are behind us and all of that, and felt like you were being yelled at for four straight days. This was going to be uplifting in a totally different tone, and boy, was it. And what I love most about it is that, yes, we heard from people and names that we're familiar with, but we got to know a lot of other stories and people last night, and we also got to hear about President Trump in a way that we're not completely familiar with, and this very compassionate leader as well. And so some of my favorites, obviously Senator Tim Scott was just fantastic and, you know, a happy warrior for the cause, but I love Maximo Alvarez. He still sticks with me, and talking about how when he immigrated from Cuba and his father told him, don't lose America. If you lose the United States, there is no other place to go. America is the last best stand on earth. And that was just a powerful and moving testimonial that I think should be played in every classroom across America, or virtual classroom. I don't care where you're doing your learning these days. That's such a real and serious testimonial that everybody needs to take heed of. And then I loved the more personal moments, like Herschel Walker talking about the president, then this Donald Trump, sitting on It's a Small World After All, going around the ride with his kids. And I think those are things that the media would never want you to hear about Donald Trump. They don't want you to know that he's a human and that he's compassionate and that he has a fun sense of humor. And so I thought it was just a brilliant move by the president and his team, and of course our chairwoman who's putting this all together, to choose to balance the night with the infusion of serious talk and also very personal and humanizing stories.
Again, Cassie Smedley joining us. She is the Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director. And one of the things I loved, Vernon Jones, obviously, and this outreach to the African-American community. I know after garnering something like 8% in 2016, is it possible that he could double that? Is it possible the president could bring along a lot of African-Americans into this election in November?
Oh, yeah, and I think a conservative estimate to double it, and sometimes I go, am I just living in my own bubble? But then when you look at what he has done, the things that he has accomplished in this first term, that so many people have been paying lip service to minority communities in America, and he's actually doing it. Opportunity zones that came through the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, going, of course, with criminal justice reform, the First Step Act, giving second chances, saying you are still a worthwhile and contributing member of our society, and you should be treated as such. We want to make sure that you get the job skills you need, that you get the education you need. And then, of course, when you compare that to what's happening in today's Democrat Party, where so many of these Democrat-run cities are running amok right now. They're literally on fire. And it's the third rail of the Democrat Party. to actually denounce it, to actually stand up and stand up with our law enforcement and to stand up for law and order. That is persona non grata in today's Democrat Party. And then President Trump saying, come on over. You have a friend in me. You have a leader in me. You have a supporter in me. I want you to not only be able to have equal access to the American dream, but I want to make sure that you can do it in your community and that it is safe for you to do so. And that is, again, a far cry from today's Democrat Party, but I think it's something that a lot of people are hearing, many of them for the first time in their lives are hearing from a Republican in a, maybe at all, but certainly in a new and different way. And we just see it in our own outreach efforts. You know, we have, Kevin, in addition to the convention going on, we have 7,500 events happening in battleground states across the country, including Nevada, watch parties, trainings, phone banking, MAGA meetup event, or door knocking. And many of them are happening at our community centers, which are located in urban areas of metropolitan cities. And they're full with people coming to check it out and get more information.
Yeah, we talk about the intensity of the electorate for the president. It's incredible. More with Kathy Smedley coming up. She's the RNC Deputy Communications Director. We'll take a look back, another look back at night number one, but we'll also look ahead to night number two and what to expect tonight with Melania and a whole host of folks speaking tonight. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fauci is no optimist. We are living right now through a historic pandemic outbreak. We do not see any particular end in sight.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus Antifungal Serum. It's so unique, so effective, that a patent's been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. That's 800-258-3635. Say bye-bye fungus and hello sandals. Night number one, to me, was over the top. I don't know how they can top it. My guess is they probably will. Cassie Smedley joining us, Republican National Committee, Deputy Communications Director. What can we expect coming up tonight?
Yeah, I'm with you. That's a tough act to follow. So how do you follow it up? Oh, why don't we just put our great First Lady in the Rose Garden? Or have our Secretary of State who shot his speech from the roof of a building in Jerusalem to tout the moving of the embassy, of course, to Jerusalem, a long-held promise from many politicians that Donald Trump actually got done. And that's why you have Secretary Mike Pompeo, who offered in his personal time to go and make the case for this. So those are going to be two big, of course, heavy-hitting speeches tonight. But then we're also going to hear some more personal stories about how Donald Trump, the listener-in-chief, who heard the literal cries and pleas of so many Americans who felt like they'd been forgotten or felt like they were in circumstances that there was no one who would actually stand up for them. And one person that comes to mind, of course, is Nicholas Sandman, who was a Covington Catholic student who was surrounded while he was on a class trip. He was surrounded at Lincoln Memorial, and the media and cancel culture just pounced on this video of him and standing there, not provoking anyone, just getting surrounded by these activists, and they created their own narrative, and they wanted to literally ruin his life. And then the full video comes out, and you see that he absolutely did nothing wrong. They targeted him because he was wearing a MAGA hat. And President Trump stood up for him. President Trump ensured that he would not be a victim of the left-wing cancel culture. And so he's going to tell his story, which is incredible because I don't think any of us have ever really heard from him. He hasn't done any interviews. And then we're going to also hear from Marian Mendoza, who's an angel mom. And she lost her son, who was a police officer. He was killed in a drunk driving accident. And the guy behind the wheel was an illegal immigrant who had a criminal past, criminal record, I should say. She had no business being in our country. And she's been an activist for years. And there's so too many angel moms out there. And so we're going to hear directly from her and how Donald Trump listened to her and worked and advocated for her. And then we've got a woman who tells her story about she used to work at a Planned Parenthood until she saw an abortion. And she walked away from that, walked away from that belief in that movement, became an ardent pro-life advocate. We're going to hear from, you know, I love Kansas City, but I also spent a lot of time in Wisconsin, Marion, a Wisconsinite. We got a couple of Wisconsinites that we're going to hear from tonight, who a farmer and a manufacturer, who talk about their gratitude to the president for not giving up on those two industries that the prior administration, the Obama-Biden administration, had literally sold down the river or across the ocean to China. So a great night of more compelling stories. And again, and others you're going to get to know.
And Cassie, you know, one of the things I love is this is a tactic, if you will, that the Democrats have used for decades. This idea of if you want to change people's minds, give them personal stories. If you're going to visit your local congressman, bring them a personal story. This is personal story after personal story, and they're powerful, compelling pieces of this whole puzzle. You're using almost the Democrats' playbook against them.
Yeah, well, because their playbook that they decided to use was just divisiveness and to condescending tone and talk to us. And so I think it's great that, you know, I was in one of the, I say early planning meetings, you know, we only had a few weeks to put this together. We tried so hard to make this an in-person convention. And the first change that was made to this whole approach and program, and I think it came right from the big guy at the top, was I don't want this to just be four nights of politicians or elected officials or known people, famous people. I want it to be real people, and I want them to tell us the impact that these policies and this administration and Republicans have had on their lives. And it's so much more compelling hearing it directly from them. You know, it reminds me of when we watch the State of the Union, and one of the best parts of any State of the Union is when they pull out the people who are the guests of the president and first lady up in their box. And they're always just these wonderful, great American stories. But, you know, it's the president talking about them. And one silver lining of having to do this virtual convention is that it gives you an opportunity to actually bring in the people to hear in their own words. And like I mentioned earlier with Maximo Alvarez, to hear his impassioned plea, there's no one who can tell that story for you. And it's so important and powerful to hear it in their own words and directly from their mouth.
So Cassie,
really
Cassie,
it makes great TV. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in our final couple of minutes, the president was surprising us with all kinds of stuff yesterday and then again last night. Are we going to hear from the president tonight?
Yes, you get to hear from the president every night. And I say, and
I think that's great.
I have a freaking, but you know what I really love is that, like, yes, we heard him speak at the business of the convention yesterday in Charlotte, which is awesome. He actually wanted to go to his convention, unlike Joe Biden, who there's like some aversion for Democrats of stepping foot in Wisconsin. They just cannot figure out how to actually get themselves to Wisconsin. And he didn't go to his convention. Donald Trump wanted to make sure he physically went to his convention in Charlotte. So he did that yesterday. But then I loved how we heard from him last night in those two conversations, both with the first responders and healthcare providers, and then with the hostages that he helped negotiate their return home. Another one of these things that there's so much that's happened in the last 4 years that we didn't even realize that more than 50 hostages have been returned home to the United States. And that was at his insistence and his doing and using his, I'm sure, art of the deal skills to do it. But that was a really, again, human and compassionate moment with the president to have that conversation with him. So I would expect that, I know we're going to see him tonight. I don't know how we're going to see him, but I would expect it's in a light similar to how we've already seen him, where we can really see another glimpse of him as the man, Donald Trump, not just the president.
We will all be surprised again. And by the way, I found it interesting that the former vice president, again, nothing on his public schedule today, 70 days away from Election Day, and he's still hunkered down.
Yeah, and I think this is going to backfire. I know that they think, his handlers say, if we can just hide him. You know, I like to joke that this is like, you know, the movie Weekend at Bernie's?
It's oh, yeah.
Weekend at Biden's. They just,
now, come on. Don't you dare.
They handle him. True.
No, it is. It is, and it's almost the old.
I know he still has life in him, but he's controlled.
Well, it almost looks like the old Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope strategy, where you just hang on the ropes, take a lot of punishment, and hope that at the end of the day you end up getting a split decision. Let me just ask you. Give me the attitude at the RNC. Do you expect a polling bump from these 4 days?
Yeah, of course, most definitely. But we've seen, I actually saw our good buddy Karl Rove plotting this out, that of the person, with the exception of Donald Trump in 2016, who matched Hillary Clinton's bump, the convention that goes second gets the bigger bump. But especially, you know, I think we are all craving optimistic tone, something to be hopeful about, something to be proud of in our country. And I think we all are proud, optimistic, patriotic people. The media and the Democrats just make us feel bad about that and make us sort of go underground. These 4 days to be proud Americans is really something to celebrate and something that people are going to celebrate, and hopefully in the form of casting their vote on November 3rd.
I can't wait till tonight. Cassie Smedley, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. Thanks for being a part of our new home here on AM 670 KMCQ. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a great one.
There you go. Cassie Smedley staying around the office a little longer today so she can join us from the swamp. Stick around. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Sometimes it's asking a little too much.
We are going to need to all be practicing the best behavior possible.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, Fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, Fungus. Hello, Sandals.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday, August 25th. And we're like, what, 70 days away? 70 days away from the election. And don't forget, mark this down, early voting, October 17th. So you're going to start seeing and hearing a lot of political ads, a lot of presidential ads on both sides. But I hope you'll have a chance to watch tonight, because I just think that what we saw last night was incredible. I don't know how they – well, honestly, I don't know how they will top it. It had me in tears. It had me laughing. Herschel Walker talking about the president. It's a small world after all, you know. Writing that in a business suit. I'm sorry, but I thought seeing even that era of Donald Trump. You know, this was back, the USFL for mid-80s, I'm told by Gentleman Jim. Yeah. And it's just incredible stuff. Coming up, man, we've still got tons to do. Tommy White will join us from Laborers Union Local 872. Also, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. He's going to be at the White House tonight. He's at the White House all this week. That's pretty heady stuff. And he's going to be there on the South Lawn on Thursday for the acceptance speech by the President of the United States. Also, Megan Barth will join us after 5 o'clock. And we'll see what... I tell you, the compare and contrast thing is incredible. Last week, the gloom and doom of the Demo-rats. This week, uplifting, supercharged, well-produced Republican National Convention. Stick around. More to do. We'll get to Tommy White from the Laborers Union Local 872. They're practicing in his stadium on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or go to Liberty.